when an employee is fired, he gets his check immediately. The only exception to that would be on a weekend or a holiday, and then he'd have, the employer would have till the end of the first business day to get him that check. And if an employee chose to leave, he quit voluntarily, there would be 5 days for that employer to deliver that check, 5 business days. We've also made provisions for any type of contractual labor arrangements, such as labor unions. We've exempted construction workers because of the particular problems they sometimes have, and farm workers because of the transient nature of their employment. We've made some provisions for fair employees who have specific problems where they oftentimes end employment late on a Saturday evening. In fact, we give them, I think, 2 business days to complete the payroll system there. We think the changes we're proposing are relatively minor yet important ones, ones that will make it possible for employers to comply with the law. They're consistent with laws in other states and, in fact, still a bit more stringent than laws in our neighboring states. This bill had no opposition in its amended form on the House side and passed the House 58-1.
With only my staff representative voting no, as I recall. Is that right?
Senator Cairns, I can't remember who voted no.
Oh, let's take a look. I think we heard
Yeah, I think
that's right. Okay, who's next?
John
McCulley.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm John McCulley representing the Oregon Fairs Association. I've distributed to you a statement expressing our support in 2775 as it comes to you. We seek this change to add some flexibility to our ability, the fair's ability, to provide final paychecks to employees. I've shown on our testimony all of the fairs who are members of ours and their closing times, and as you can see, almost all of them end in the night on a weekend. For those smaller fairs that have the counties actually run their payrolls, the counties have told the fairs that, number one, it's a favor that they're running the payrolls for them when they do run them, and that in most cases it takes at least 2 days from the time the data reaches the county payroll office until the checks are available. Some counties have even said it takes longer than that. But on the House side, we believe that most of the fairs in the state could live with the requirement that the checks be available by the end of the second business day after the fair had closed. This is a problem that we face in many parts of the state and would certainly appreciate your consideration of the situation that county fairs find themselves in dealing with their other units of county government in getting their payrolls completed, and ask for your support of 2775. The specific part of the bill that addresses that situation you will find on page 2 of the bill, lines 14 through 17.
For the record, Mr. Chair, Joe Gilliam, representing National Federation of Independent Business. I think Mike covered most of our concerns, a lot the same as his. We really consider this a step forward due to technology and the burdens that small employers run into in meeting these types of problems in the workplace. I think it's important to note that it doesn't affect the employees. They still get immediate pay if they're terminated. Or really, the bill says it really makes it as soon as possible. But if they quit, it gives the employer some time to accommodate that situation. And I think one thing Mike didn't point out is that if there is a regular scheduled payday before that 5-day limit, they'll be paid on that day, whichever comes first. So they don't get skipped a payday by this bill. I think it's the only additional thing that wasn't mentioned. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Thing? Other than that, it's a good bill. Should pass, we hope.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hill.
Okay, I'm figuring this out. Section 1, under certain circumstances, wages are payable immediately when an employee is terminated, but only under A, B, C, or D. And then on the second page, sub 2, when an employee quits, voluntary quit, and they've given 48 hours notice, then they get it when they leave the work. But if they don't give 48 hours notice, when do they get it?
Senator Karen's, Senator
Within
Hill,
5 days.
5 days, right.
Okay.
Or the next regularly scheduled payday, whichever comes first.
Okay, it seems to, what about a termination that doesn't fall within A, B, C, or D?
Senator Karen, Senator Hill, that's in, let's see.
Because they're left out.
Okay.
What wouldn't?
So if you fire somebody for cause and they're not a seasonal farm worker and they didn't have a written contract that's up and it's not a mutual agreement arrived at not less than 48 hours prior or and it's not pursuant to a notice under 29 U.S. Code 2102, when do they get their pay?
Senator Karens, I believe it's in sub 3, or is it the... Go ahead, John.
Mr. Chair, Senator Hill, as I'm reading the bill, it appears that it's in subsection 1 on the first page that A, B, C, and D are the exceptions to the immediate payment rule.
No. No, it's the opposite. Sub 1 reads, except as provided in subsection 2. All wages earned and unpaid at the time of discharge are due and payable immediately when the employer discharges the employee under any of the following circumstances. So the way the bill is currently written, wages are due and payable only if A, B, C, or D is the case. Or sub 2, which is a voluntary.
Senator Karen, Senator Till, I think the intent is, anyway, and we may have skipped something here. The intent was that immediately means immediately Monday through Friday.
And we're going to have to rewrite sub 1 because that's not what it currently says.
I wonder if sub 3 covers that.
No. That only defines when immediately.
Otherwise,
is.
It would have to be except as provided in sub 3.
So what the effect of the A and Gross bill is to extinguish the certain pay requirements for most workers who are terminated.
And we're, that,
that's not what you intended.
No,
Senator Hill,
that's not what we intended at all. That's not what was promoted for the House vote or what, in fact, the parties have agreed to in the compromise.
I couldn't imagine that you get 59 votes for that.
You're right. It's a technical problem that, frankly, we didn't pick up.
So in other words, you throw everybody over to the other standards of the bill who were terminated. Huh?
Actually, no standards.
No standards.
There's sort of
right.
A third class out there that are not.
Yeah. They're just
covered.
Out there in the ozone.
The idea
law
is
covers the universe, but they take the present one and two and out. Except it doesn't cover the universe.
Exactly.
But
all right.
The intent was, Mr. Chair, the intent is to, sub 3 addresses the exceptions for that class of people on the weekends.
Right.
We need to put something back in there for the regular.
Yeah.
Regular weekdays, which was immediately.
Oops.
Which means following business day.
Chair, while
for those that are terminated.
While we're asking questions, okay. If we're going to be working this one over, I have a question also, and maybe it's answered here, and I just don't see it. If you have a seasonal employee who's a farm worker, and the regular procedure is to pay them at the end of every day, and often that's a Saturday or Sunday or a holiday, whenever the crops are ready to be picked. And that employee quits during a Saturday. When does he get paid?
Gets paid immediately when the employer discharges the employee under any of the following conditions.
Except that if employment termination occurs on a Saturday, under sub three, he may have to wait to the end of the first business day after that, which would be the following Monday.
Senator Cairns, Senator Shoemaker, I believe we've exempted farm workers from anything.
Well,
that's the intent.
I think that must have been your intent, but you don't, it says under any of the following circumstances, except under any of the following. You wanted all seasonal farm workers out?
No, maybe they have got that one.
Well, I think we've got them covered.
Sub two, not sub three.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, I see.
I think maybe you're right on that.
What we tried not to do here was disturb those types of situations.
Right. If this were printed to take out the words, except as, if you were to say, all wages earned and unpaid at the time discharge are due and payable immediately when the employer discharges the employee, except under any of the following circumstances. And then you'd have the universe with these exceptions to it. I don't know, and we'd have to reference subsection two to get this thing to read right. I think somebody made a hash out of it. Everybody read it and said, oh, I know what that means. And nobody really got it right. All right. Wouldn't that work?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we're not in a work session, so let's go ahead and hear if we've got any other questions of these witnesses.
I want to do a reality check on, for the people who are not in A, B, C, or D who are terminated, what length of time do you want between the termination and when the paycheck must be issued?
Senator Cairns, Senator Hill, we believe that is immediately, unless it's a Saturday, Sunday, or holiday.
Okay, so basically you want immediately, but you want the definition of immediately to
read exactly, as the definition is stated in there. I believe that what happened is inadvertently we may have eliminated the very first sentence of Section 1 here, and I think that if that were left intact, it may clean up things.
The original section?
The original section one.
Whatever employer.
Yeah, I believe that that's an inadvertent.
To the semicolon.
Could I ask a question in regards to your business day? If, as following up on Senator Shoemaker's, if the workers do work on Saturday and Sunday, is that not considered a business day? Because you're thinking Monday through Fridays are only business days, but restaurants are open all the time. I mean, what's your intent there?
The intent, Senator Cairns, Ms. Talbot, the intent is to have it be business day as is defined, I believe, in other wage law, and that does state Monday through Friday except with holidays. So business day is... That is the intent, is to restrict it to Monday through Friday, again, excluding holidays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
So then a restaurant worker working on a Saturday, are they ever paid daily?
No, they're not. No. Okay.
Well, I think we've pretty well confused ourselves, but...
I'd be able to help.
Thanks for coming out.
That'll fix it.
So unless there are other questions of the witnesses, and it being 4:45 on a Friday, the chair would like to adjourn here, unless there's someone who feels an undeniable urge to come up and remark on 2775.
Is that all the testimony there is on this?
That is correct, to my knowledge.
Just to save time and not see these people again, can we conceptually amend this to make it right in the bill?
Well, I think we'll leave it all.
It's not scheduled for a
work session. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we will now, on Monday, we have another agenda, which will be more difficult than this one.
A death march.
It goes from 3 to 5, caucuses from 5 to whatever. Judiciary Committee starts at 7 to 9. We will be in recess following caucus, during caucus, and return if we don't complete our work between 3 and 5. We will go until it's done.
That's our last.
Somewhere there'll be no tomorrow.
We're going from 3 to 5. We're going to recess for caucus. We're going to return after caucus, and the judiciary members will be excused on call for work session.
When does the caucus?
Their 7 to 9 meeting.
Caucus, I think, is 5:30 to 7.
5:30 to 7. So we're going to go to caucus.
You're going to caucus for an hour and a half?
We're going to be gone only while they're in caucus, and then we'll come back.
But that's still 7.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Still 7.
And then the, yes, we'll be back at 7, no later than.
So us minority party people are in limbo from 5 to 7.
Unless you're going to caucus. No, you can have a long lunch, dinner. And
yeah, enjoy your meal.
Enjoy your meal. Think of us.
Senator Rockman has to come back from judiciary.
And he has to come back and go to judiciary.
Yeah, but you're going to, am I coming here and be on call to judiciary or the other way around?
Your choice.
Gotcha.
We are adjourned.